Divas.
Yeah.
Hey, get up! Get up!
Hello.
And the heroes.
And they say that a hero can save us. Not gonna stand here and wait. I'll hold on to the wings of the eagle. Watching the night.
That's modulation.
As the world hurts, I am so high, I can see heaven.
And then he goes,
and they're watching us.
And then Josie Scott goes,
watching us. And they're watching us. And we all fly away. And they're watching us.
Watching us.
And they're watching us.
Watching us.
As they all fly away. And they say that a hero can save
us. We said that Phil needs an instrument to keep himself distracted.
I know.
Otherwise, he starts singing like
crazy. I didn't even know it was two guys
until I saw the video. Hold on to wings.
It's Josie Scott and Chad.
Saliva.
Saliva, yeah.
Did you see the new PSU commercial?
No, what is it?
It's the one where it's all like morphing into different stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it has a Saliva song.
Oh, yeah.
Josie Scott,
yeah.
And they say that a hero can save.
He doesn't even sing that part.
He goes, well, he plays the guitar.
Oh,
Josie didn't sing that part.
So Josie's part comes out first when it goes boom, and then Chad Kroeger goes, "I'm so high." How come you call Josie Scott Josie, but you call Chad Kroeger Chad Kroeger? Do you know Josie? Yeah, you do.
Josie and the Pussycats. Long hair and faces with bats.
Faces with bats?
Faces with bats.
Face on. Bat mode.
Okay. Welcome to Canada Link Podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. Canada. No. No more heroes. Coming out for the Wii.
What about the rest of the Spider-Man soundtrack?
Rock. Is there.
Oh, it's so what we're all about. So we live for.
Vindicated.
Come on, shout out. And then Carrie King goes. And then Brown Sound goes, I'm joining Brown Brigade. And he goes, what was that song? Brown Brigade go?
Brown Brigade.
Brown Brigade. Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Brown Brigade. Radio Brown Brigade.
Yeah, you guys saw the Simpsons episode on Sunday, right?
I did.
I didn't.
Oh,
is it good?
Funny. It has Alan Moore.
It's the best one in a while.
Really?
And if you don't know, Alan Moore did Watchmen and V for Vendetta. And they made a joke. He's really against people making films out of his stuff, and he refuses to watch them or have anything to do with it. So they made a joke about that where Milhouse comes up to him and says, will you sign my copy of my DVD of Watchmen Babies?
Which of the babies is your
vacation?
Favorite?
That's good.
Yeah, so read Watchmen.
How come he's so against this stuff, but then he signs away the rights?
No, he doesn't own the rights, because the companies, he writes the stories, but then the companies who publish it own the rights.
Oh.
So that's why he's mad.
Oh, okay.
So he never watched From Hell. He has nothing to do with the Watchmen movie that's being made. He never saw V for Vendetta.
Oh.
And he'll never.
He'll never.
He's like, yeah.
And he's English.
Yeah, he's really... I listened to an interview with him one time, and he sounds so not understandable.
All right. Hey, what number of podcast is this?
Is
this...
16.
16.
Sweet 16.
Let's all end the podcast now and go watch...
Sweet 16.
16 candles.
Candles, yeah.
Starring...
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock as the 16th candle. And Jet Li as...
The other
first 15 candle,
candles.
when he pushes his hand forward, the chi energy jumps over number 2 to 15 and blows out Sandra Bullock number 16, thus symbolizing death and rebirth, because the guy, Judd Nelson comes along and lights again, and he sings happy birthday to that red-haired girl.
Wow.
And then he walks away, and they're like, don't you forget about me. And then Anthony Michael Hall.
Is that guy that directed Dude's Where's My Car?
I don't know. What's that guy's name?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Because he's doing such crap. Yeah,
it all connects. Because Judd Nelson, the red-haired girl, and Anthony Michael Hall were all in Breakfast Club, which has the Don't You Forget About Me song. And the red-haired girl was in 16 Candles, and both those movies were directed by the same guy in the same decade when the teen movie was getting big. And he also did a third one,
Jet Li,
which is like his trilogy of
Kiss of the Dragon.
Yeah, there you go. It's about high school romance, first kisses with dragons, starring Jet Li as the red-haired girl
and the prostitute Bridget Fonda.
And then they play like DMX.
Yeah, yeah, Cradle to the Grave. Are you gonna watch that Jet Li Jackie Chan movie?
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. That's like the ultimate team up. It's like when Sammo Hung was in Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
But he just got beat up.
Who cares? That was, he was like, there for like, that was like minute. A match made in heaven.
Okay, that's
but,
true.
But Jackie Chan is more comedy. Jet Li's more.
Yeah.
I don't talk.
That's why it'll be like one of those buddy films.
Oh, it's like Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. But now Chris Tucker's Jet Li.
No, Chris Tucker's Jackie Chan.
Oh. Wait, what? Chris Tucker's Jackie. Then who's Jet Li?
Jet Li's Jackie Chan.
Then who's Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker is Jackie Chan.
Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan are Jet Li and Chris
no,
Tucker.
No, Jet Li is Jackie Chan.
Jackie. And then Chris Tucker is Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
That way Jackie Chan will be the funny guy.
I see.
Isn't he always the funny guy?
But I thought he doesn't like being funny anymore. Like, he wants to be taken seriously and stuff.
Well, he should have been Jet Li.
Yeah.
Too bad for him.
Maybe he still can.
Jet Li in the movie Hero.
Uh-oh.
And they say that a hero can
save us. Is that your impersonation of Jet Li?
Sounds just like him.
And it all connects back to Can Nothing podcast number 60. Hello, welcome.
I'm Chris.
Hey, Derek has a sketchbook
this
like
is also
mine.
June.
Hey, this is exactly like mine.
I bought it at the York Bookstore. That's probably why. Did you buy it at the York Bookstore?
No.
But mine's empty.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. We're sketchbook brothers. Where's your sketches, man?
I don't have any. I bought it, but I haven't done anything.
Sketch people.
Sketch Donkey Kong like Phil.
Yeah. Let's have a Donkey Kong fan art thread on the forum.
That's such a random subject.
So Chris, you draw some Donkey Kong fan. Chris, you draw Cranky. Cranky. You draw Cranky.
But it's Donkey
Kong
fan art. So it
no, but
Donkey
it's,
Kong
no, it's
the
Donkey
franchise.
Kong the franchise, yeah.
So I don't know if
so
I
can
approve
draw
of that.
Mario.
So I did Donkey.
I can
you,
draw Mario.
You hey, you do no, it has
but
to be
I
want to
draw Donkey too.
At this point, you have to write Jumpman.
Okay. How about a barrel?
Yeah. Jumpman jumping into a barrel.
But he doesn't jump into the barrels, he jumps over them.
Jumping. Well, he's dying. He's dying.
Oh.
You're drawing the final life and game over.
Okay.
Derek, you draw a kitty.
I don't like kitty.
No, see, I made it easier for you because then you can base it off my Donkey Kong fan art.
That's true.
And then you just put him in baby clothes.
But no one likes kitty. Who likes kitty Kong?
Well, now you're gonna make him likable.
That's your job, Derek.
Oh, I want Donkey. I'm doing Donkey.
I don't care
about the rules.
Lockdown.
I'm gonna make the new
lockdown.
Thread.
Woo!
Phil's gonna edit it so that you're saying.
I know. No, I'm editing because I got it today. This is at my house today, again.
No, I mean he's gonna edit.
Well, yeah. Big news. I can't nothing. Recording with a new microphone. Very professional
new
looking
hardware.
It costs more than $30. So it's not gonna conk out on us. We got the shock mount. Watch this. I'm gonna hit the mic stand, you're not gonna feel a thing.
Stop.
How you taking that shock mount? Take that shock mount.
Now it's broken.
I guess the shock mount doesn't work. Did the shock mount come with it?
Yeah.
Awesome, sweet.
And speaking of new hardware, Phil has a new camera.
I bought a new camera.
A camera.
It's called the Canon HVX. The Canon
HERO.
Canon HV20. You don't know what that is. Jedi Academy. Go to yahoo.ca.
Jedi Academy.
Search for Canon HV20. You might see a site called camcorderreview.camcorderinfo.com. Anyway, this camera is so high end. VR
animatronics.
I'm wearing the shirt too.
Awesome.
This camera will allow us to film in four different modes.
Woohoo!
Regular DV, standard 4:3 ratio.
Mode.
Regular DV widescreen mode.
Mode.
High definition.
High
standard.
No.
High. So get that. Wrap your brains around that. Imagine.
This camera.
Imagine domestic dispute sequel in high definition.
Hey, yeah. Now that you have the camera, we have to redo every single movie we've ever done. Every single movie.
And high definition.
Yes, another
true 24 frame cinema mode, which is what I'll try to use for Eat Me, which is an upcoming movie.
Hey, we're not talking about that yet.
All right, we're going to get to that later.
That's later.
Not on the topic list. Not on the topic list.
Right now, it's Phil's birth month.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birth month,
well, okay,
Phil!
Okay, connects because the camera was like partial gift from my parents. They're going to pay for half of it.
Sweet.
And
they say it's your birth month. It's my birth month too, yeah.
No, it's not.
They say it's your birth month.
Yeah, it's mine.
You're gonna have a good time.
Not really, so much schoolwork.
Oh.
Birth month!
So how old are you today? I mean, earlier this month, Phil?
I'm 42 minus 21.
Plus 42. So you're about 63, 62.
Something
getting up there, man. Getting up there.
After 50, after the midlife crisis at 50.
That's when you started the camera.
That's just when you forget. You start forgetting because it doesn't really matter.
Oh.
Because your body, your body just stays the same.
No, it
gets
worse.
Your mind stays the same.
No.
Just like
it deteriorates and you get older and dumber.
Are you calling Phil?
See, Phil doesn't know how to cope with this because he's so old.
I'm having a three-quarter life crisis.
Oh, awesome!
He's gonna start a new site. That's why he started Generation Asthma.
Ah,
well, they're kind of started that.
That's true. I'm having my quarter life crisis. Phil's having his third quarter life crisis.
Chris, that's why he bought the camera.
I'm not even at one quarter. I'm like a quarter of the quarter.
So you're
not going to live that long, Chris. Never.
I'm so young.
I could see him.
I'm the young hip one in this group, man.
What?
I'm the young hip one in this group.
Yeah, it's true.
I can relate to all those young people.
You're Raphael and we're Splinter.
We're both Splinter. Raphael's the youngest?
He's the one, the hip one with the attitude, right?
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay. Mikey's the coolest.
No,
Raphael has attitude, but it's bad attitude.
Yeah, that's why he's like a bad.
So maybe Chris is Raphael Angelo.
Mike,
just be Donatello. He's like the all-around guy.
But he's smart.
Yeah.
So
I'm not smart.
You're smart.
Eric and Phil are smart.
No, we're Splinter.
Yeah, you're Splinter.
Splinter's stupid.
What?
He sounds stupid in the Ninja Turtles movie. Turtles.
Hey, I hope to make another one.
Maybe they will. Was it successful?
Yeah.
Not enough.
That was a pretty good movie.
Pretty good movie.
I got a DVD player.
Okay. What happened to that after video thing that we recorded after the podcast with a certain
Maybe that wasn't
suitable. That's floating around on my computer.
Can I have it?
Was that not suitable for all audiences?
When we have the Can of Nothing screening... Public screening will show that for those who are, you know, like after concerts when people go to wait around the tour bus for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
If you're willing to wait around for 5 hours doing absolutely nothing in the theater after the show, we'll show you that.
Trust me, it's the best thing ever. I was recording it too. I couldn't stop laughing.
It's a bit of improvisation.
Some good improv. I'm honing my skills, my acting skills. I really pay attention. Because not only do I want to be behind the camera, I want to be good in front of the camera.
Is there a way to release it without him knowing that it's him? Or her?
No.
No, not really.
Maybe some will do something, but you have to find it.
Hidden movie.
Maybe we'll make a new account on
YouTube.
Vidilife.com.
Vidilife.
Or what's that other big
VO?
VO.com.
No!
VO.com.
Look for it there. Maybe.
See, I completely forgot about it until Chris mentioned it now.
Yeah, I forgot about that too.
Because I put it on my computer, I watched it, and then I just left it.
Oh.
That's awesome. Not as good as Arthurnomics.
So yeah, I got that new
camera.
Not
quite as good as Arthurnomics. Let's review Arthurnomics.
In HD!
In HD! I think people will understand it better in HD.
Get the old crew back together.
6-7, 8%.
We'll be the same.
I agree with Andrew. Thanks, Derek, for that insightful perspective.
all the looks Arthur gives.
Classic. Classic.
Best
movie on the site, Arthurnomics.
Phil said it.
Phil said it.
That was Derek.
I just said it.
This is Phil.
This is Phil.
This is
my Phil impression.
This is my Derek impression.
This is my Chris impression.
This is my Jude impression.
Oh, Jude.
What?
Today we'll have special guest Jude if we can get him on the phone.
Hello!
Sweet.
Hello, what?
We'll try it.
Hello! Hello!
What?
Jude,
oh gosh, what are you doing?
Has the best voice.
That's the Peter voice.
Of everybody.
He should be in something.
He has the best voice.
Yeah.
He was originally going to be Chang Jr.
What?
There's a tidbit of trivia that I forgot about. I didn't know that. Years ago.
You gotta add that in your commentary.
Yeah. He was going to be.
So?
Then he said he had too much work to do and stuff, so I just did it. Because I didn't want to be three characters, but now I am. It's not a work.
But you're more than three characters.
I'm more than three characters, yeah. So well, now I'm more likely to give extra
America!
Characters to Phil. Because
America!
Less work for me.
America!
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 We have the power of friendship! Oh! Come on, everybody!
We should have all shook in ourselves.
Oh!
Oh, you can't see that we're shaking.
Oh, should have filmed this in
yeah.
HD.
Yeah. You could have seen us shaking in HD.
I was thinking about it, but then, like, I didn't even open up the tapes yet. And I don't have the program to capture yet.
I have it.
You don't know how it works.
Does that mean I can watch it if it's in HD? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because I tried watching some stuff on my computer that are HD in it.
Right. We'll make sure you can watch it. Okay. It won't make sense if no one can watch it.
It's not like TV HD where you need to buy the or whatever HD. I don't know how it works.
It just looks
buy that box.
Yeah, it'll just be like super high quality.
Okay. Yeah.
So and like you don't need
five times the size.
So are we going to break the Arthurnomics megabytes?
Yes. Next movie's going to be 100 megs.
Oh,
Eat
man.
Me will be
Wait,
100
Wait, how big
megs.
Was Batman? 70-something?
After all the compression, it was like 78 megs,
okay,
something
so
like that.
The
yeah, these are going to be huge. The HD
huge.
Files are huge.
Huge!
I have no space
YouTube.
On my computer.
What are you going to do about YouTube? What are you going to do about YouTube?
You can still put it
you
there.
Can still
it
put
just looks like garbage. Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, I need a new hard drive. I need new RAM.
Them
I probably
candy.
Need...
So you can lure them into our van.
Hey kids,
wanna
be in a movie? HD.
Hey, speaking of Pokemon, I went on
speaking
to
of
our...
Pokemon. Who's talking about Pokemon?
I said
Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
I went on to remember on YouTube that guy who emailed us or messaged us and said he made this Pokemon poop.
Yeah,
I don't know what a poop is. Basically, he like took our movie and spliced it somehow so it's shorter and stuff. I don't know what it is. But I never
all that poop.
He was I don't know. I responded to him like, "Oh yeah, that thanks for watching. Glad you enjoyed Pokemon." He's like, "But what did you think of my movie?" And then I deleted the thing. And then he messaged us like the other day.
Oh, he did.
And he's like, "Hey guys,
my Pokemon poop is more popular than yours. And then I checked the thing, and nobody really commented. Doesn't have as many views.
Oh.
So.
Well, thanks for the poop. Whatever the poop is.
Is this like the Happy Feet guy?
Except ugly. Look at the eyes.
Why is it all wet?
It's wet?
Or it's just cold, I guess.
Yeah,
it's just cold. I'm playing with a... I got a penguin toy here that's in Derek's room.
My sister won that at the CNE.
That's
going to
be
really?
Penguin?
Yeah. That's going to be the penguin. Speaking of Batman...
I can't stop. Come on, Happy. Or whatever his name was.
Was his name Happy?
I don't know. Feet? I watched the movie. I don't remember.
Happy Feet. Little Foot.
Big Bear.
Big Bear.
Little Bear.
Big Bird.
Little Bear. You do not know. Hey, did you hear that thing about Sesame Street?
What?
Where they said they're releasing. I don't know if this is true or not, but I was reading it on a forum, and apparently it is kind of true because everybody believed it.
What?
Go on. But they said they released like the first couple seasons of Sesame Street. And
oh, really?
They wrote like a thing that said it's not suitable for kids.
What?
Because apparently, like in the 60s when it started, 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
Like Sesame Street was a lot different.
Really?
And
like adult?
Well, not like different. Like for kids.
Mm.
But if you compare like the standards of the 60s to now, it's like,
oh, I see.
Like what's his name? Like Cookie Monster. They say he's like an addicted heroin addict with the cookies and
what?
Stuff. And some character is always depressed and
wow.
The whole Bert and Ernie homosexual
thing. See.
And they kind of. They kind of went away from that over the
Billy.
Years. But then, yeah, and I also watched a clip.
Billy.
I watched a clip of, I think it was the third season. Hey, Bailey. Derek's dog is here. And
Billy.
it was the introduction
Billy.
Of Snuffy. You know, the...
Oh, the big,
The big mammoth.
Billy. Elephant mammoth thing, yeah.
And the way
Billy.
They did it was, he was really ugly at first.
Billy.
And he had, like, these green eyes that looked like he was... high.
Billy.
He was so shot.
Billy.
And he comes in with his green eyes. He's like,
Billy.
Hey, Big Bird.
Billy.
And then Big Bird's like, oh my gosh, who are you?
Billy.
What's wrong? And they're talking. And then
Billy.
And then I also read that
Billy.
At first,
uh-huh.
everyone... Oh,
Billy
smells.
I know.
Probably outside. Billy.
Yeah, he just came back from a walk.
And then I
Billy.
Read that at first,
okay, get out of here.
Before they before they publicly like announced...
There's a cow thing on him. Billy.
I don't know what I'm saying. Snuffy? Apparently, they never really said what, like who or what Snuffy was.
Right.
So everyone kind of assumed that he was like a hallucination of Big Bird.
Oh.
Because when Big Bird went to tell Gordon and all the humans
yeah.
about him, Snuffy walks off. So then they come back. And one of the characters, they think he says, man, he's high. But he's really saying, or... He's like, maybe he's high, talking about Big Bird.
Uh-huh.
But really, I guess he's saying, maybe he's hiding, talking about Snuffy, but you can't really tell. So there's that whole thing.
And Barley.
Big Bird
sure.
just draws. And that's why.
All
I
right.
don't know if it's true, I you know, these online stories. But
yeah,
I couldn't... Usually you can see that it's fake.
Phil
like they say it at the bottom.
When's he going to stop talking about this?
I'm trying to educate. Everybody,
bring some current events to the podcast.
Everybody should watch the movie Going to the Mat, starring Wayne Brady
as a wrestler?
Blind music teacher.
Oh,
teaching the blind wrestler.
Did you watch that movie that Derek was talking about?
Yeah, the inspirational music movie
with the kid.
And
no, I didn't watch it.
Robin Williams is a cowboy.
No,
that's not funny.
What's it called?
It's serious.
What's it called?
I don't know. Autumn Music Children.
Going to
something.
The Mat.
Going to the Mat, starring Wayne Brady.
As a blind
wrestler.
Blind.
Blind
cowboy.
Music wrestler. Musician, teacher. Same thing.
Alright.
See, your whole Sesame Street thing derailed the podcast.
Did you just pull it out, or is there like a new
you pull it out.
Really?
What? What'd you say?
Just pull
There's
it
no
out.
Eject button?
No, you just pull
That's
it out.
Scary.
Yeah, because one day all the things inside will just get stuck.
Yeah.
No.
See, like
right.
this.
Hey, stop it. Stop it.
You should clean this, Derek. All the dust will creep its way in.
I know.
He's not finished it yet,
though. I mean, yeah.
Well,
100%.
No!
No dust in my... Yeah, never mind. You keep fingering the
we
the
have
costume.
We have a cow costume.
No, it's a secret. I'm gonna bleep
that out. But you don't know what it's for.
It's a secret costume. And it's the clue, it has a special crotch, and it's for Eat Me. That sounds kind of gross.
I thought you said you're not gonna.
But I said it has a special crotch.
Hey, Derek has pom-poms.
I have one pom-pom.
Pass it.
I have pom-pom.
How do you do this?
You go, hey.
Oh, it doesn't like attach to your hand?
I want to be your girlfriend.
No way.
What's this? I don't know.
Velcro.
Yeah, good days.
Save the cheerleader. I got hiccups now. Save the cheerleader.
Hey, speaking of cheerleaders, did you see Heroes?
Yeah. Wait, spoilers for Chris?
No, I saw it.
Oh.
You've been watching it?
I don't watch season one.
Oh. It's got a good reason.
You know when Hero revealed that Adam Monroe was the guy who killed his dad?
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
I got hiccups now. The white guy who was
Takezo Kensei?
Yeah.
The white
guy? No. It was Adam.
Oh, he's also Kensei. That's
his name in the present.
His real, because he's an English guy, right?
Yeah.
So his real name is Adam Monroe, but when he went to Japan, he took on the name Kensei.
Wait, are we talking about the same person?
Heroes season 2. The white guy.
the white English guy.
Oh, man.
Okay, I don't
know. Oh, man.
I guess I have to keep watching season 2.
Yeah, wasn't it so, anticlimactic when they did that? Because I kind of knew it was him.
Yeah. Because Hero didn't know.
Oh!
Phil's dying. Phil,
he needs a hero.
Hero. You guys talk for a second. I gotta deal with these hiccups.
So, I was reading about this Sesame Street thing.
What was it about?
It's getting hot in here.
Snuffles is high.
Big Bird's high.
Big Bird's high. Elmo's high.
We're all high.
We're not gonna high.
You're so high.
I'm so high. I can see heaven. Kids, don't listen to that song either. That's about drugs.
It's about Spider-Man.
Hero.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's
What's
drug
a Spider-Man?
Trouble.
Spider-Man with his drug-induced radioactive spider that bit him.
That's why he shoots goop out of his wrist, because he's a heroin addict.
What?
I don't know.
He's shooting it into his wrist.
So
it comes back out.
Venom is a hallucination of...
Yes. Okay. It's because he watched tries too much to tell that 70s show. And so he imagined Eric Foreman was Venom, his enemy.
Stupid Eric Foreman.
My spidey sense is tingling, if you know what I mean.
Got a raging clue.
My
raging clue is so much raging.
What? Raging clue?
You don't know it from South Park. When they were doing the 9/11 conspiracy, they got the Hardy Brothers. And they
I didn't see that one either.
YouTube? No.
The only 9/11 one I remember... that they kind of made fun of it was when all the artists, that guy, the country guy, made that song.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Ladder to Heaven.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And that the Japanese, they thought they were building a ladder to heaven or something.
Yeah.
They did the
but that was more about Saddam, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because he was fighting weapons of mass destruction.
Mass destruction.
Oh, you know what happened when George Bush said that?
Oh.
He said, no, the government said, are you high? And that's when you start singing.
I'm so high, I can see heaven, building a ladder to heaven. Now we got two that connect together.
All right.
It'll just keep going back and forth.
Beautiful.
Ladder to heaven. I'm so high, I can see heaven. Ladder to heaven. Did you see South Park on Friday?
No.
Wasn't it old?
I don't know. I never seen it. Oh. It was the, what was it?
Wasn't it the... The Lesbos?
So old.
No, that was like the week before.
Oh.
That was a funny
one. I like that one.
Unless you... Scissor. Scissor me timbers. And the whole 300 reference. That was funny. And gross. What was last Friday's?
Was last Friday the Guitar Hero?
No.
The Heroin Hero?
No. It was,
Go, Jays, go.
What was
go,
it?
Jays, go. Go baseball.
Oh, is the Tourette syndrome one?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. When are they making new episodes?
Sorry.
Like every Friday.
No, but sometimes they show like reruns.
Oh, I don't know.
I never know.
I don't watch it enough, so whenever I see it Friday, it's new to me.
Maybe they only do like 4 episodes that are new.
Because they make the whole thing pretty fast.
Let's go, Lesbos.
Let's go. Did you say let's go, Lesbos?
Yes.
It's called Lebo.
Ha ha ha.
right, let's. What's been going on in Canland?
Candyland.
Nothing. Okay, what were we released? We released City Girl.
Yeah.
How'd you like City Girl, Chris?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought.
Was that her real voice this time?
It's always her real voice.
Well, I thought you said.
Whoa, so Lily's her real voice and this is her real voice?
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Normal voice.
Her standard unaltered speaking voice? Oh, I have no idea because I've never met her. So I don't know.
But I thought you talked to her.
That's the beauty of voice actors. You never know if they're faking it.
Yeah.
Not just voice actors.
Don't smoke. Or I'll kill you.
Yeah, I know.
She's English though, right?
Yeah, she's.
So I can kind of hear it come through.
Yeah,
every now when and then. When she was talking about.
Oh yeah, that's not her. That's not her speaking voice because it wasn't English.
When she says people explode.
Like, oh yeah, I don't know.
Cars explode.
City girl.
People explode. Buildings explode.
Oh yeah.
Explode.
I have a question. Okay. So is Batman's voice gonna just turn into a burglar's thing voice now from now on?
Burglar voice?
You know, because your burglar's voice sounded like Batman.
Yeah, it's generic raspy voice.
Hey baby.
Kind of like how Keith is also.
So
Mr.
this is
T.
the closest thing that Batman is gonna be about as.
I like that mugger voice. I should have used more of it. Baby. But we'll save that voice for another day.
For Batman.
I listen to it sometimes. Hey baby. Hey baby.
Adrian. Hey, I'm Brando. I'm Brando. And I'm like Brando. Brando's like,
oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
How was it to make it? Easy?
It wasn't so bad.
Rachel McCarthy.
It was,
you.
Rebecca.
Rebecca McCarthy. Whatever. Whatever. It doesn't matter what your name is. You, me, midnight, November 18th.
Oh, baby.
It's already.
You're already getting Hugo. And,
everybody. So I guess you didn't meet her. Because you forgot.
Oh man, you must have been there in the morning. I know you backwards English people living in different time zones. Wrong time zones, as I like to call them. With your constant rain, your $3 Big Macs.
Constant rain.
Some say it's here all the time, yay.
Constant rain.
You and me, McCarthy. I can't go out with someone named McCarthy because it reminds me of my school uniform.
But I'll go out with
it. No, you got Lobby.
Lobby has to talk to me.
Oh, but neither has Rebecca. She hasn't talked to me.
Rebecca seems like she'll talk to me. I'm going to have to call you Rebecca
Mecca. Rebecca Mecca.
Rebecca Mecca. That's my pet name for you. Rebecca Mecca, and then I stroke your face.
All this for a girl you never met. Awesome.
I pretend I'm blind like the kid in Going to the Mat and Daredevil.
And Face Off.
And when you say, I'm an ugly beast, I say, I don't know that. And I feel your face. And I see, and I watch the rain as it comes down onto it. And I let the sonic sonorities read me your face. And I say, you're beautiful. And then I hit the play button and it goes, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
That was City Girl. sexual harassment.
Panda.
What should work more with,
What? Wait.
Rebecca, Mecca, Phil. Not Derek, but Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
For your elephant rat movie.
Go fly over to England.
Elephant rat movie.
Just words.
You're gonna be. No, it's a hippo.
Oh.
But I'm not calling you a hippo.
Well, she can be the mouse.
No.
That's an Ashby.
That was good.
Nice impression.
What's an Ashby?
Say that louder.
No.
Oh.
Rebecca.
Apparently you have some fans here, Rebecca.
Yeah, lots of
my
sexual
love,
fans.
My love for you. Your voice just speaks to me. I don't know what your real voice sounds like.
But it's a mystery that he wants to solve.
Yeah.
You speak in your mother voice from Ashby. I'll speak like Mr. T.
From
match made in heaven.
Alright.
Oh, yeah, I'll just be the dad from Ashby. There you go.
All right.
Put two and two together.
But
put one and one together.
Why
you make
do you
two.
Have to be English speaking?
Yeah, well, why do you English have to assimilate? Speaking. Why shouldn't she turn over?
I'll be Key. I'll be Key.
She'll be Moko Jumbie.
She'll be Moko Jumbie.
Keith.
Oh, Keith. Oh, Keith.
Yeah, Moko.
Oh, Keith.
Moko Jumbie.
Oh, Keith.
Jumbie more like Jumbo. So big.
Moko Jumbo.
You may go on a date. I'll take you
sound like I already passed the date phase.
Subculture 6 coming out now.
Subculture 6 coming out.
I'll show you the basement of the police station. Where we keep all the weapons.
Oh my.
I'll show you my gun. You show me yours.
Love beam! Love beam! Love beam! Oh, that's good. Oh boy.
So Rebecca, what's her
name? Romaine Stamos. I'm on to you. Mystique.
Is she?
This podcast is not suitable for children.
This podcast is going nowhere. Let's at least finish our topic list so we can get that over with, and then we'll ramble.
I guess we're finished with City Girl.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, as the creator, do you have anything to say about that?
I'm proud of
it. Final words about City Girl.
Is it better than Save the Zombies?
I don't know. I think based on just the way it looks.
Yeah.
I think it looks
how about
better.
Like creating it? Was shot. It
the creating well. it came together a lot better because
you knew what to do.
I guess I was more familiar with working with.
I thought it had more of a cleverness to it.
I think so too. I like that. That's a good costume wig thing. We'll use that someday.
Awesome. Rasta, yeah,
Chris
man,
has a pom-pom on his head.
All right, so progress report on Eat Me.
What's Eat Me again?
Got the...
Because last time you just like, it's about this thing, and Phil's directing it. I'm directing it. Oh,
yeah. It's a movie about dieting.
It's another sort of love. PSA type
about
of thing.
About love.
And lice.
And,
Love and Lice.
I wrote it. Phil's going to direct it. Chris is going to be in it.
And I'm now expect Eat Me to be our first HD movie.
Yes. It's going to be beautiful.
And we didn't really... I just wanted to say that because HD films take up so much hard drive space and my computer probably can't handle that much editing, we're not going to do everything in HD from now on. Probably just like the smaller movies.
Oh.
So yeah, just
like Hanban.
But because I'm going to buy...
Hanban too.
Yeah, Hanban HD.
But because I'm going to buy a new mic as well, and because it's a new camera that's all nice and stuff, everything...
If we film in regular DV,
everything will just kind of go up in quality a little bit.
Cool.
The sound...
Why don't you get one of those like terabyte hard drives?
I can't afford it. I just bought $1,000 camera and I need to buy a $200 microphone.
How much is a terabyte hard drive?
That's 1,000 gigs.
Yeah. No, but how much money?
Oh, I don't know. 500?
That's not much.
400? 300?
$1,000?
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to quit my job soon, so...
Oh, no, you have to keep working. Work at Moxie's, buy your hard drive.
After I quit my job, I'm just going to sell, like, stuff on eBay.
Oh. Why don't you sell, like, kidneys?
I might have something for you to sell on eBay.
Like what? Yeah, but will the money be for me?
Oh, we'll split it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll split it, and you have to pay the eBay fees.
What?
Well,
but I'll pay the PayPal fees. You pay the eBay fees.
eBay.
I don't know, maybe I'll just not sell it.
What is it, though?
It's an MP3. I told Derek the situation. Yeah.
I have one
eight
that's
gigs.
In a package, too.
Eight gigs, yo. 8 gigs.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have some... Maybe we'll sign it if one of you guys buy it.
Signed
just,
MP3
you know,
player.
If we put that up and you buy it, just send us a message on eBay and let us know.
But then what if they're lying?
Yeah.
And we just sign it. They'd be like, why'd they sign this?
But then why would they say that I listen to the Can of Nothing and I am so-and-so from the Can?
No. What if, like, Dr. Payne just says, yeah, I bought it. It was me.
Yeah.
No, it has to. No, wait, no. It has
no
to
answer.
Be. No, it has to be a message from the seller on eBay.
Okay.
Oh,
not just any old private message in forums.
Sweet. So look out for that.
Well, I have a 512 megabyte one as well that I can sell.
Oh, the one in the birth month. Yeah,
for the can.
Sign that.
All right, yeah.
It's memorabilia now.
Oh, I came up with this contest. Remember, we had that extra T-shirt.
Yeah.
We wanted a contest.
It's right over there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
I have a contest that we can give this away. And I think this will be really interesting. Everybody watch that. It sounds like we're passing around a
I don't get it.
Just tickle you.
What's so good about it?
There, see? It's
tickling. It sounds like we're passing around a doobie. Yeah. Like, okay, your turn, Phil. No, your turn, Phil.
But it's a pom-pom.
Pom-pom doobie.
Lined with pot.
When you rub it on your face, you get high.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know. What were you saying?
Yeah, I got a,
something about a hard drive.
I came up with a contest. Because remember, we always talk about a way we can give it away.
Can contest.
We didn't have a good contest.
Right.
Well, I came up with something.
What?
You know how, like, we have two favorite scenes from Batman, which yours is mine. The bedroom scene.
Yeah.
And the gorilla scene where we go around asking about Africa.
Right. What about the Chinatown scene? That's my favorite.
I like the other version. The other version
okay.
is better.
Well, okay, just those two scenes I talked about, though.
Okay, yeah,
now, I have a challenge. This is a challenge competition for all of you. It's like Sony, whatever else.
Lesson one.
Michael Jackson.
That's three phrases. Wait, what's the contest?
The contest is a challenge for you guys to recreate your own versions of one of those two scenes, and the best one will win the t-shirt
with a hole.
So you need
a hole in it.
So
yes.
You don't like, you don't have to follow exactly, say you do the African one, you don't have to follow exactly what we did and wear the costume and go out to a bus stop, but you have to ask people where Africa is, and it has to be funny and strange, and the best one will.
Are you gonna make a thread about this?
Who's gonna do the bedroom scene?
Are you gonna make a thread about this, or
we could, yeah. Just most of them who go anyway.
Yeah, right. Who listens?
You need some rules. You need to lay out the rules.
Dr. Yeah. Payne.
Well, that's just rule, and then just like put it on YouTube, post it on the forum, and we'll see. We'll whichever one we like, and then if you're willing to give us your address, we'll.
Stalk you.
Mail you a t-shirt with
maybe
a
maybe we'll podcast
in
your place.
And if you
maybe.
But you're not allowed to be in it. You can sit somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to go outside.
We'll kick you out of your house.
Give us the key and go outside.
But we will be podcasting.
That's a great prize. We'll come to your house and kick you out.
But you get to hang out with us afterwards.
No, just we just leave. We just leave after.
You can say hi to us when we get there. You can say bye when we leave.
Yeah.
That's
it. Great prize.
So yeah. make your own versions of those clips.
Sweet.
If you can surpass ours, maybe we'll even sign the shirt.
If Derek wins, then we can podcast at his place.
All right.
Yes. I'm just gonna submit the original one.
No, the Chinese.
And since it's my own work,
and you're the it judge. Wins.
If we're really impressed, we'll edit it into the movie, and that'll become the official version.
No, we'll get Jude to be an official judge as well, so he can be the unbiased guy.
Oh,
cool.
Because well, all no.
When will Alex be in
Payne
something?
Dr. Payne will be just like, I love Alex.
When will Alex be?
I love
be?
Alex.
That'll be the
Alex like, this is gold. There should be more of this.
I wonder if Alex knows that he has such a big fan. Do you think he knows?
Who cares?
He probably got messaged by him.
Who cares?
He probably doesn't care.
Moving on.
Oh yeah, Questers Subcultured. What's going on with that, Derek?
Oh, Questers. I'm going to do that later.
How's the music?
Does that sound familiar? Phil, are you doing any music? How long do you think it would take for you to do the music?
For which?
For Questers.
How long is the movie? And how much do you need?
I told you before. It's probably about the same as like Save the
Zombies.
Oh yeah,
I remember it was like Battle Theme, credits
Save the Zombies took like 3 months.
Save the Zombies, that's it?
Yeah, because I didn't feel like working on it for a while.
Oh.
I meant like, that's how long it's going to be?
No, I mean music-wise.
Oh, okay.
Well, I already came up with Battle Theme.
Yeah, right. That was like...
Like ideas for...
You played it for us on the guitar.
Oh, and then you just started playing Tara.
Yeah. No guitar for Phil today. Sorry.
But he has his voice.
Keyboard.
Oh yeah, so how long do you think it would take?
I don't know.
But anyway, I'm going to do Subcultured first.
I can start
writing. I
thought
that was the end of the season.
Part of why
so this
took...
is the start of the new season.
What about the season of Amazing Guys?
Forget that. Season of Amazing Guys
yeah,
over.
Yeah, come on. Finish Amazing Guys.
Phil, you have to write it.
Write Amazing Guys?
Sure.
Alright.
And you have to film it and direct it and voice everybody and
in
edit
HD.
It. And I will be credited as creator and executive producer and director and actor and editor. So basically you do it and I'll take credit for it.
Okay.
Alright!
I like it when that happens to me.
That's the best kind
normally
of partnership.
It happens to Derek.
Never happens to Derek. Derek always wins. So Subcultured 6, I pretty much have the story laid out. I've been writing it over the past few days.
Is Esmeralda going to be in it?
Briefly.
And I don't mean Woko Jumbie.
Oh, wait, no. Esmeralda is Moco
Jumbie.
That guy is not going to be Esmeralda. That guy doesn't exist anymore. He didn't even have a name.
What about the Xbox guy?
No, they're gone. They're gone. Don't.
Dad, come hither.
That's like...
Come see
like
this.
If you ever
that's
wanted,
alternate universe subculture for you.
If you ever wanted to, you can make it so that that's Chang and Chang Jr.
That's true.
Good. Wait,
come hither.
I don't know what's going on.
He created Esmeralda, and then Esmeralda became the spaceship, which then became Moco
Jumbie. Yeah.
Moco Jumbie.
What about Esmeralda's voice? Not... I didn't say Moco Jumbie. I meant Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, no.
Never?
No. Not anytime soon. Not anytime soon.
Just...
In Subculture 6, you'll probably hear our new buddy...
Esmeralda!
Shoot's son.
Chris Tucker.
Who graciously volunteered to voice act and stuff. She'll be...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, Derek, can I voice in the next one?
No,
oh, by the way,
no.
My name's Dr. Payne.
And what...
Oh, no, no.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't know why I didn't even see that coming. I thought you were just talking about people in general on the forum who are always
Dr.
like, I want to do this and that. And
no more auditions. Don't send me auditions. I don't need anybody else.
I want to hear her audition after this.
Okay. What?
Remember when you wanted to do the thing with Alex and Alex volunteered? What happened to
Right.
That
he was going
to
be a robot.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
I haven't really talked to Alex in like a year. Have you?
Mm.
You saw him at the bus stop or something, right?
I saw him in the summer.
What was he doing?
He was pulling weeds out of his lawn. And I was riding my bike.
Pulling
going to the art store.
In the summer.
And then I said, Alex, can I get a drink? And I got some water. And then he showed me these Batman comics on his computer.
Wow.
So we read Batman comics, and then I went to the art store.
Awesome.
That was it.
That's all the Alex Dr. Pinions.
Alex's house is so huge. He has his own bathroom that has a bathtub.
Did you use it?
No, I mean, I saw it. The door's open.
So then how do you know that he has a bathtub in his bathroom?
Well, we've all been there.
I don't remember
what?
That.
What? Excuse me?
I haven't been in his bathroom.
I've been in the bathtub
or whatever.
Or the bathtub.
No, I wasn't in
his
bathtub.
Yeah, you were. You were in Alex's bathtub.
In a bathtub.
Love beam!
Next time, Rebecca McCarthy...
Uh-oh.
You and me in Alex's bathtub.
Oh, November 18th.
November 18th.
Midnight.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
What do you mean you're sorry?
See, Phil took on the persona of the mugger. He wants it.
Don't shoot
hey,
me.
Baby.
Don't shoot
hey,
me.
Baby.
Don't shoot me and act like it was nothing. It means something to me.
Lie to you, brother, man.
Lie to you, brother, man.
Yo,
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 yo, this song, yo, yo, yo.
It's for the women out there.
Yo.
Been lied to by their men.
Lied to by their men.
Lied to
I
by
know
their
you've
men.
Been lied to.
Been
lied to.
I break.
Yeah,
now there's Valentine's Day. You may hold me away to love you. Held you when you were sick. Even all the times that... out there, I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now.
That was good.
Spurts.
Light you by their men.
Light you by their men.
Thanks, Spurts.
Spurts.
Thanks, Spurts.
Thanks, Spurts. Wait, what are we talking? Okay. What's next on the topic list?
Upcoming stuff.
Home Depot. Is
sketch,
that part of the sketch comedy?
Sketch comedy show. We changed it to a variety show.
Isn't that what it was in the first place?
Kind of, I guess.
I didn't really know the difference.
But we called it a sketch comedy. Oh.
But now we're calling it a variety show.
Well, variety show has more than just skits.
It has...
Like SNL.
Maybe
I told you,
that
SNL,
man will be in it.
SNL
yeah.
is more of a variety show because they have the musical acts. They have those... intros where the host comes out and the
right.
special guest every week.
Yeah,
special
and,
guest.
You know, they have the big band
special
that plays.
Guest.
And so yeah, that's yeah. more variety show.
So we're gonna have a band.
No, but we can. But see,
no.
then we can include more that we can, maybe we can have Generation Asthma Live. Or
that's
you know,
not funny.
Yeah.
Or
is that?
We'll play Kiss the Girl and you and me, Rebecca McCarthy.
In
I'll
Alex's
be
bathtub.
What's his name, Eric. You can be Ariel.
Ariel.
Ariel. Eris.
And
we'll
I'll
go
be
on
Sebastian.
The boat. And be like, Chris will be flounder.
Sha-la-la-la-la, don't be shy. You gotta kiss me. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la. Kiss the girl. Whoa, whoa. Sha-la.
And hey, you might see Desmond Bali in sketch comedy.
Finally.
Desmond Bali.
And his friend, Clive Gobbo.
Clive Gobbo. Played by Chris.
What?
No.
Alex.
By Alex?
No, not by Alex.
He's more British.
Phil. Yeah. Phil's more British than Alex.
Have you written any ideas out yet?
No. Have you?
I wrote one. I have a really good idea for another one that I already mentioned in the
old man?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's about an old man.
Let's do the Jamaican man. Chris will be Jamaican.
Yeah. Crazy, you can wear that.
Yeah.
Rasta.
Crazy Jamaican.
Crazy man. Jamaican man has computer troubles.
What? I don't know how to sound like a Jamaican.
That's okay.
Email.
What is this email? Anyway,
will it be like those that the beer commercial with those Jamaicans who are like
total gridlock?
Yeah, I love that.
I don't know. I didn't really think about it.
But it's kind of like that.
I just wrote Jamaican man has computer trouble.
Yeah, don't expect that for a while though.
Maybe tomorrow.
We'll start filming stuff in
HD.
In next month. We'll start filming next month.
Everything's gonna be in HD now, even Trashimation.
Yeah. See, Derek will make
that's
it
not
on
really
his. Derek will make it on his computer, and then we'll set the camera up and
we'll
play it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll film the playing in HD. And there you go.
That works, right?
How do they make animations in HD?
I don't know. They're releasing Dragon Ball Z in HD.
Yeah, how do they do that?
I have no idea. I guess they just up the colors. Because what yeah, it is, yeah. it is just like more colors and stuff.
Sweet.
That's stupid.
Well, that works, I guess.
Higher resolution. More lines of goodness.
Oh my god, Phil, you're talking a lot in this podcast.
Yeah, Phil. Quiet down.
Alright, this next segment comes out.
So you're still talking.
I do Leatherman.
Great, Derek. Generation asthma progress.
If any, which means no progress.
No.
I don't think there's anything
for
new.
For one of the covers, for the Flaming Lips cover.
Oh, right.
I did bass line.
Oh, cool.
Not recorded, but I have it down.
Yeah, and I haven't really come up with anything new yet because I've been a bit lazy.
Oh, and I started my Killer Instinct
semi-cover.
Right.
What did you
do? Oh, you mean your Power Glove?
No.
I love the Power Glove.
The Power Glove version was pretty good.
Yeah.
Can you shred it like them?
No.
Oh.
And I haven't even told Derek about this yet, but I'm writing the Generation Asthma song.
Oh, sweet. It's
like, you know how bands release songs in their name sometimes?
Super fun.
We should have a song dedicated to SFC.
Okay.
Called SFC, and it'll be about funky Chinese guys.
How about
and chicken and
sing like 3 Days Grace.
Yeah.
Home.
You still have to upload that to the song.
I was the best part of that band.
What if they listen to this now? And it starts a beef.
Feud.
They're gonna like diss you in their songs.
In Chinese. And I will never know.
No, there'll be subtitles.
You play bombs over.
How do you have subtitles in a music? What?
They can have it in a music video,
but not in an audio thing.
Just like Thoughts Without Words.
Thoughts Without Words.
Watch that. Released last March.
Another of the mind. That was a good. That was fun. You should do more videos like that, Phil.
For school?
Yeah. No, for real life.
But see, the only reason I did it because it was for school. I had ideas for school.
Oh.
I don't have any ideas for a music video.
Just pretend it's for school. What happened to that when you wanted Eric to sing M2M?
We were going to do M2M, Don't Say You Love Me.
You sing this like in every podcast.
No, it's not going to happen anymore, but that was the idea.
But we like talking about it.
And everybody was going to be in it. Everybody was going to sing. And
everybody.
Even
Cameron was going to be the guitarist.
Why? He's black. He should be bass.
I don't know. I just
he should be bass.
I just wanted to be the guitarist.
Should be bass. He's black. You learned that from South Park. Token.
Sweet.
Ouch. It still amuses me that his name is Token.
I'm going to say Cameron.
Okay, so that's all we had on the topic list.
All right.
How long have we been going?
It's already 10:15, man.
Wow. 54 minutes, not bad.
We haven't even got to emails yet.
Okay, go to emails
six
now.
6 minutes and then we'll get to the emails.
Okay. Six more minutes.
Six more minutes.
Six more minutes.
6 more minutes.
Chris, what's going on?
Not much.
Hey, have you guys seen that,
See how Phil just steps in and takes over? What is that?
Have you seen that new Dragon Ball Z fighting game?
Which game?
Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
That looks really cool.
I thought Chris played it already.
No, that was number 2.
Oh. I want to play that.
There's another one?
I was watching videos of it. It's awesome. It's the fighting game. I like fighting games, so it's the fighting game for me.
What's your favorite fighting game, Phil?
What's it called? Shaq Fu?
Shaq Fu!
Shaq Fu. First it's Shaq Fu.
Then Dragon Bruce Lee Lives.
Dragon Bruce Lee Lives. And then, that game where you turn into animals.
Oh,
No. A really, really old one.
How old? SNES or older?
Like, I don't know.
PC?
Where they howl and go, "Arr!" And then they turn. And they go like...
Bloody Roar?
No, that was...
No, Bloody Roar is cool too, though. I like that.
What happened to Bloody Roar?
Roar.
I don't know. Roar! Is it still around?
I don't know.
Maybe just in Japan.
I like all the fighting games I play.
Like the Dreamcast.
Tekken. Virtual Fighter, Street Fighter,
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh yeah, I think Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is my favorite fighting game.
What about Ninja Turtles? Tournament Fighters.
That was
Jamboree! Cool. Jamboree! That's Raphael's
Killer Instinct.
Special move.
Killer Instinct 64.
No. That one wasn't so bad.
I never played it.
But I didn't...
Mortal Kombat.
Doesn't compare to the original.
I never really played K2 either. And I like Killer Instinct a lot. Ultraman was cool. Really hard though.
There's no two player.
I know, that sucks.
Shaq.
I already said Shaq Fu's number one.
Shaq Fu's number one. We actually played that online. That was funny. And neither of us was Shaq. And you were like, "Why aren't you Shaq?" I was like, "Why aren't you Shaq?" Like, it's called Shaq Fu and neither of us are Shaq. That was stupid.
Yeah, I'll play any fighting game. Dead or Alive is cool.
What else is there? That's it.
Virtual Fighter.
I like the SNES and Dragon Ball Z games too.
Hyper Dimension.
Hyper Dimension and the whatever the other
I like Hyper Dimension. That one was good.
Butoden.
I didn't like that one as much. Yeah, Butoden. I like those ones better because they're more fast. The gameplay in Hyper Dimension was like
slow.
Yeah.
It was by PC at first.
The only thing was that it looked cool, and you could like go into the background and stuff.
Oh yeah, that was true. That's true.
But other than that, yeah, it wasn't that great.
Oh.
As great. It wasn't as great.
As great.
As great.
Azure?
Asgard.
Azure. Rebecca McCarthy. That's you. You and me, free to be part of this world.
In Alex's bathtub.
Okay, you guys go. Wait, I gotta give a message to... To Rebecca, you guys go away.
Uh-oh.
It's a private message.
And we are gone.
Come to the forum so I can private message you. Phil, I want to fill your inbox.
You want to fill this?
Oh my. Phil, so lusty today.
It's because I got to get this up now because I got to go home and do a research paper.
Getting out of all the primal energies.
Yeah, so I got to be calm when I do that so I can... research about Modest Mussorgsky.
Now this is going to get you all worked up. You're going to be like, Rebecca.
Hey, baby. When I was doing that line, see, that was directed to your character. Derek was like, you're a mugger talking to Rebecca McCarthy. He said, just be as lustful as possible. Want her hat like you want her.
I think you're going to scare her away. No way. She doesn't listen to this.
No, you like anime, so you're crazy and weird. So, I mean, this doesn't matter. You're probably into all that, what do you call it? Masked Rider and stuff.
Masked Rider, is that anime?
No, it's not.
I thought that was live
Masked
action.
Masked Rider!
Guyver, man.
Live action Mac Guyver Cross so Plus. Bad.
No, it was awesome. Mark Hamill.
Sweet. So that was your private message?
Yeah.
Okay. What was his private message?
I want to fill your inbox. Oh, God.
So nasty.
So nasty.
It's because Derek's room is so hot, it gets me worked up.
What? Derek's room
gets we should probably leave soon, guys. Before Phil explodes.
Is it an hour yet?
This is bad position. Yes, yeah. It's been an hour. Cat emails! What instrument do you like, Phil?
I don't care. Okay. No, I like timpani.
Timpani? Are there even notes with timpani?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can tune a timpani. Say, like, tune E. Boom. Boom. I don't know what E is. C.
Celesta!
Derek, play mid E. Yeah! I have perfect pitch. C, D, E has a tree full of apples as can be.
That's a Celesta.
Cat emails.
There's timpani.
Yeah. Cat emails. Everybody do your best Chad Kroeger impression and say cat emails.
Cat emails. Nickelback. Nickelback.
Cat emails. Emails. Cat emails. It sounds all Arabic.
I know, because we're Arabic.
This question comes from.
This question comes from who?
This question comes from me. Asian question, red flag number one.
Yes. If you
well, Dr. Payne.
Well, thanks, Dr. Payne.
You
well,
no.
Good question.
These questions.
What? Where you, wait.
You'll
start
know
over, Phil.
Who you are?
Oh.
I'm Derek.
Here.
I'm also Derek. Oh yeah. When are we gonna get Jude? After the emails?
Oh, I called Jude now.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a speaker?
I have speaker.
Derek, where's your phone?
Well, I have it here. This one can work too.
We're going to call... Calling Jude!
His cell phone?
Yeah. Oh, do you think he's home or...
Yeah, he's probably... Well... Oh, no. I'm going to yell out the number or am I just going to show you it?
Don't yell it out. We're recording it.
Everyone can call Jude.
And then... Hey, Jude!
With Alice coming back.
And Jude is just like,
what? Give me. What?
Okay, show me the number.
Okay, this is his phone number. It's a cell phone.
Derek Bleep.
Yeah.
Bow, bow.
I don't want them to know we're in the.
Bow, bow. You just
did it. Well, you can bleep it out.
Bow, bow. Beep, beep,
beep. Just like I had to bleep out my name in those other ones.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know we said your name.
Every time it goes down, down.
Yeah, I know. This is.
Derek, can I have a drink?
No.
I forgot to bring a drink because you guys rushed me.
You can go downstairs
and
get one. If you
I
want
to get one.
We'll talk to Jude first.
I want to talk to Jude.
You've made your choice then.
Hello?
Hey, Jude!
Hello?
Are you busy?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Oh,
what? Then why are you on the phone?
Well, because my manager doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
Can
well.
You answer Ken emails?
Jude, does Wendy's do delivery?
I wish.
Can you do Ken emails?
Do you guys want some Wendy's?
Jude, do this for us. Sing. Can emails. Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna start the emails in the podcast now, Jude.
Okay. Sweet. Thanks.
Okay.
Sorry
no,
bye. You.
See ya. That was special guest star Jude.
That's how much we love Jude.
Thanks,
love,
Jude.
We love you, Jude.
Call Cameron now.
And Alex.
Oh, Cameron doesn't have a cell phone.
But he has a phone.
You can call Phil's house.
No. You pretend you're from Moxie's.
Say, hey, can Phil come into work today? Say, hello, my name is Luke.
Anyway, what are the questions?
If you're listening to this, Luke, I quit.
Ouch.
I quit.
What if he does?
He's not coming in Saturday, I quit.
What if he does listen to us?
What if he only hired you because you're from the Can of Nothing?
He didn't hire me.
Oh.
Dan, if you're listening to this, I quit. I hate your restaurant.
Charles, if you're listening to this.
I quit, even though you have no authority over me.
Yes, he does. He's Charles.
Charles McIver. When's Charles going to be in something?
I don't know.
I want to get Charles to do a sax solo in a Generation Asthma song. I think that'll be cool.
Okay. So, emails.
No Cameron?
No.
Oh, Cameron. All right, sorry. We're just going to get to emails.
Prepaid, so he's probably... Minutes are done.
Oh. All right. Since I talked a lot, Derek, you read these questions.
That's true. Oh, well. Okay.
Skype!
Yeah, we're using Skype. I'm actually not here.
Neither am I.
Derek's nobody's in China. Here. We're,
I'm in Uruguay.
I'm in Trinidad. Wait, I forgot I'm in China already.
How could you be in two places at once?
I'm in England with Rebecca.
Oh, boy.
Don't look out your window, baby. No, wait.
Hey, by you know what's funny? Someone actually asked about having a crush on Azure.
Yeah! So,
but oops! Not in this one.
Spoilers!
First, Dr. Payne says...
Spoilers!
I ruined that for you.
Dr. Payne, here are some... next podcast.
What?
You didn't say questions. Okay.
Is this a wallet?
No, that's a...
Are we just getting
manicure kit. That,
sweet!
My sister's manicure kit.
Wow, it's like Indiana Jones.
It's pretty cool.
Indiana Jones has his nail file and,
let's go, like,
and tweezers. So Dr. Payne asked, when will another Adventure Con be coming? You asked me this like 7 times already. I told you, don't feel like doing it, sorry. Could you
Didn't
say...
Didn't you feel like doing it before?
Yeah, but now I don't, because you keep pestering me.
Out of spite!
Out of spite, I'm not going to do it. No, maybe I will, I don't know.
No, you're not.
Probably not, because I'm lazy. Maybe Phil will do it.
Phil will end the Adventure Con.
Phil will end it. Phil ends everything.
Stanley dies.
That's
the end of the
Stanley dies.
That's the beginning. It's like, what are your choices? Stanley dies.
Click start game. Stanley dies. Game over. Thanks for playing.
Why does it have to be Stanley?
Because he's in the other
movie. So,
like, all of them have to have Stanley in it. They're Stanley Adventure Comics, not just Adventure
I keep
Comics.
Saying, you know, pitch your ideas to Stanley. So the more we put Stanley in stuff, the more he'll like our ideas.
Okay. So is he going to be in Eat Me?
Yeah. He'll be the cow.
Yeah, Stanley will be the cow. And the guy. Stanley's everything.
Because he's a good actor.
Second question. Could you say Dr. Payne using your Ashby and Charlie voice?
Ashby.
Okay. Dr. Payne.
Dr. Payne.
La 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 la.
Bow bow. Phil just muted it out. Too bad.
Bow
bow. Bow
bow. Bow
bow. You keep trying out the world. We're all as good so we weren't told. We need a hero. Da 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 da.
Well, you got the Ashby one, so I guess you're half happy. And third question. Oh boy. When will Alex be in something?
And we'll keep dreaming of a world.
Hey. Next time we like ask, this goes to everybody. If you ask a question we've already answered before, we're not going to answer it or read it at all.
Phil's getting so mad now.
No, this is it.
This is it. It's over. This is over.
Bring it.
Maybe Dr. Payne is Alex. Maybe. This is his way of asking to be in everything.
No, but seriously, guys, it's like the whole Pokemon thing and asking how we make Trashimation. It just gets really tiring to answer the same thing over and over.
But what if Dr. Payne asks nicely, when's Alex going to be in something?
Yeah, the answer will be the same. No.
It's like,
when will Alex be in something?
Like,
no.
You know when kids are very genuine and ask, you know, are we there yet? Why? They really want to know.
Yeah.
But it just gets really annoying because they say it over and over and over.
But he's not asking.
And you want to be nice to them and answer them, but you've already answered them. There's not much more to say about it.
The answer is no.
We'll let you know when the answer changes. Yeah. You don't have to ask anymore.
Okay. When Alex is going to be in something, we'll announce it in the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, we keep going through all these movies, and so far, no new casting things. It's me, Derek, and like Chris might show up in something. Maybe we'll get Jude. Because these people... I hate to say it, but like these people are more reliable than Alex.
Oh yeah.
If you watch the Batman documentary, you can see both Phil and Chris say they never want to work with Alex again.
That's like my favorite part.
Never again.
Oh, never again.
But you don't have to take that literally.
Well, I'm never gonna work with Alex again.
Okay, so you'll never see Chris and Alex. Together.
Chris and Alex in the next movie coming soon.
Chris versus Alex.
Yes. Okay.
I'm gonna stub my toe and be, okay, that's it. It's over. My toe hurts. I stubbed it. Game over. It's not funny anymore.
Here's a challenge for you, Dr. Payne. List us everything Alex has been in.
That's not so hard.
Nah, you might miss some stuff.
You never know.
Okay. Well, okay. When you ate Alex in A Beast and Man, did taste spicy or sour?
Have you ever had bitter melon?
I have.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh.
Chris, you had bitter melon before?
No.
Dr. Payne, why are you asking? Why are you asking when Alex will be in something if you know he's been eaten? He's dead. He's gone.
Down,
get over
down,
it!
Down, 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 down.
We're just hungry, like everyone else. Ever hear of an appetizer?
What do you think? What? What do you think? Think I should use this to cut you up?
What?
I said, think I should use this to cut you up.
Why do you quote this more than Arthur Nomics?
Because it's the best!
It's hard to actually remember stuff from Arthur Nomics.
Yeah.
All you know is 6, 7, 8%.
Welcome to Arthur Nomics. Welcome to Arthur.
Okay. Thank you, Derek.
And another question. When will you be making another episode of Domestic Dispute?
We've answered this too. Domestic Dispute is over. It's been over since 2004.
The first season's over, second season tomorrow in HD. All right. Okay.
Think of low budget Star Wars as
he's just seeing that's just another thing that Alex is in. He's just trying to.
Oh, I Alex see. Into it. You're tricky.
So you don't call him Dr. Payne.
Trixie!
You should call him Dr. Trick.
Dr. Trick.
See. Tricky?
Why are you called Dr. Payne? Do you cause people pain?
Causing us pain!
No wonder! He's so smart! Alex is smart because he knew that he couldn't poke you anymore, so he created a fake personality.
I know, we don't go to school with
it's
Alex.
It's all coming together. I love this. It's like a TV show.
Remember that time when Alex used to just punch us randomly for no reason?
Yeah.
Like we're walking in the hall and suddenly, bam, right on the shoulder.
Uh-oh.
Well, he punched you more than he punched me for some reason.
Alex. That's why we don't have Alex, because he likes to hurt us.
We told him that too.
He knees us in the crotch. He hits us in the head with a 500 pack
he
of paper.
Derek dress him
knocks
up.
You off bikes.
Yeah.
Makes Derek dress him up. Yeah, I had to tie his shoelaces.
Knocks off bike. This is probably revenge for like practically destroying his bike during Can Smash.
Oh well. Okay, thanks for your questions.
But that would explain the kid doing the Jesus.
That's true. Maybe he hired somebody. Just found some kid. Okay, hello, Wily Tank once again. Hi, Wily Tank.
Hello!
As I promised, I would ask two Guitar Hero 3 questions.
More Guitar Hero? Oh my!
First, now that the game is out, what are your favorite songs? Bow, I don't have it.
I haven't played it.
And Chris says Bomb
well,
Bomb.
I know, okay, well, my
bomb
anticipated favorite song is Knights of Cydonia by Muse.
Alright. Next, what is your favorite boss character?
There's that one guy, there's Slash and the dead guy.
Okay, Slash. What no, no, wait, guy? Dead guy. I picked dead guy.
Jerry Garcia?
No, the death. Death.
With
the
oh!
I picked death guy.
Yeah.
Who do you pick, Phil? Okay. Also, what is your favorite first... what is your favorite first-person shooter game?
What? What is that?
This is...
No.
You went off on a tangent. You're copying us. I like Quake 2 for me.
I have to say Counter-Strike since it's the one I played the most.
Wooden Spoon. You and your lag.
I killed
you cheated. That. You're such a lagger.
Yeah,
Phil teleports all over the screen because he lags so bad. You can't shoot him.
Yeah. Because really I'm like running, but I stop. People think they're getting a headshot on me, but then I teleport somewhere else. I remember Lloyd got so mad at me.
Oh boy.
Who's Lloyd?
Lloyd went to
the
Cali.
Guy?
No.
No.
From
the guy with the
he had no hair. Well, he had hair, but it was really short.
Remember Daniel Stockdale?
Lloyd Munson. Hi, Lloyd. Chris, do you have a favorite FPS?
Chris likes Wolfenstein 3D.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And his last question. I've heard a lot of talking coming out of you guys saying that Azure is getting too much free publicity or something.
Where that's not a Randy moment.
That's Randy moment, not us. But tell me, which one of you secretly has a crush on her? It's not a secret anymore.
Not me.
We know.
Not me.
It's me. Phil and
Chris. Derek, how do I contact you?
No, it's not Phil.
It's okay.
This is Phil.
But
this is Chris.
This is Chris.
See, that was Chris saying.
Well, you can go
See,
to her website.
That was Chris saying. That's my best.
You can go to her website and harass her there.
I want like MSN. Web.
I think she has her email address on
web.
There.
Web.
You can
video podcasting.
You can go and hit on her and stuff. Send her pickup.
I want to see if the voice. I mean, if the body matches the voice.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Oh man. Yeah. We better wait. Everything else I said is void.
On hold.
Void.
Oh boy.
Yeah, putting it in the bank. Take it out later. Take it out when you're 18.
Or when you're not 60.
Oh yeah, I'm like 60.
This is getting grosser and grosser.
This is Chris.
Okay, so thanks for your questions, Wiley Tang.
I'm Derek. I'm in love with Azra. That's why I have you in my movies all the time. When I get your voice clips, I'm like, oh.
Oh man.
Say explosion again. Explode.
Explode.
Oh boy.
Say, don't forget to eat your bran flakes. I need another take of the bran flakes line.
Oh boy.
And they say, I'm not gonna answer any more questions.
What?
I gotta relax.
Phil has to relax before
he's all natural. Oh, why can't Lobby be the same?
Let's get Lobby to be in something.
Lobby? Hey Lobby, we want you back.
Lobby
here.
And Asher together.
Double date, you and Chris, me and what's your face?
Rebecca.
Whatever.
You can't even remember her name. Like 10 minutes after you asked me to be in a bathtub with you.
Bring it down.
Alright, Hugo D.
Serious face.
Hugo D, you gotta bring some class back to the podcast. Phil's panting. He's losing it.
I need my keyboard.
Bring back the pom-poms. Okay.
I need a drink, man.
Wait, how come you're not saying the question?
I didn't feel like I've been talking so much. My head hurts.
Okay, good.
See, I have, like, my voice is
okay.
And it rattles my skull.
You're like, contradicting yourself. You're still talking. Felicitous salutations, friends.
Who's this?
This is Hugo.
Hey, Hugo D!
Are you still mad at him?
I forget that, that Hugo D is paranoid freak because we always call him Hugo D.
Oh, who do you think he is?
No, I just think they're two person. Separate people.
Now. Oh.
I get confused.
Okay, well, hello, everybody listening in, and to Phil, Derek, and Chris.
Hey! Stop that.
What?
The listening in.
What?
You're not part of this podcast, buddy.
What? Wait, what are you talking about?
He's trying to squeeze his way into it.
Squeezel.
Squeezel.
Weasel and squeezel.
Weasel and squeezel together. I like that.
Funny word.
Okay.
It sounds like a Pokemon. Squeeze.
Squeezle. Squeezle. I like that.
Squeezle.
We finally had snow. No, we haven't. I hope you've had some.
Where are you from, though? Like, is that
he's in Quebec, Montreal. Remember? He's in Quebec.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's start with the lightning round. Oh, do we need music?
And this is right here.
I'll get some Jackson 5.
Again?
The same song.
Oh.
No.
This would be like the last podcast where every song was like God was one of us. Come on, choose a cool song, Derek.
I don't have any cool songs.
SpongeBob?
Okay.
Don't you have like a fun theme song?
SpongeBob.
I have SpongeBob.
Like Gummy Bears or Gummy Care Bears?
Fantastic Four. All the more. It's Clubber in Time.
Yay.
What's that?
This is that SpongeBob song. Do you remember that podcast where I said SpongeBob?
Oh, sweet.
This is that song.
Alright.
Okay, lightning round. This isn't very power pumping. Okay, what's your favorite Star Wars?
Domestic dispute. Domestic dispute.
Alright. Episode 7. No, all of them. Favorite ice cream flavor? Vanilla.
I don't know. I got a lot. Lemon. There's a lemon ice cream?
Well,
okay, lemon's mine too.
You haven't even had it.
I like anything lemon.
Okay. Would you rather play
Azure?
Are you lemon, baby?
Are you lemon?
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but it sounds dirty. Okay. And would you rather play Monopoly or Risk? I pick Risk.
Risk.
Remember that time?
Trombopoly.
Trombopoly.
I've only played Risk once in my life when it was like me, you, Richard, and your dad. He was trying to teach us how to play.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I remember
that. That game is so hard, so I can go with Monopoly.
No! Okay.
And 1.5 inch or 3 inch nails?
From Bubbly!
From Bubbly!
Nine Inch Nails.
All right, we're done. Thanks for the lightning round. And that's it for this month's lightning round. Now here are my regular questions this month. What are Keith and Charlie's backgrounds? You know, their history and stuff. I don't know.
Keith was in the Vietnam War.
Keith was in the Vietnam. That's why he's so screwed up.
He kept on smoking, so yeah, his voice got really smoking,
and he got shell-shocked, and he's messed up. Charlie
that's
doesn't...
That's why he goes...
reliving his days in Vietnam. Reliving the time those shells flew into his thigh.
Flashback episode coming up. All right.
That's where he learned Morse code.
It's a kill, kill, kill.
He was the communications tech. Anytime they're in trouble.
There you have it.
What about Charlie?
Charlie doesn't have a background.
Okay. Charlie's just white.
He says, what? White hard. People don't have backgrounds.
They're normal.
They're normal.
Charlie plays spurts.
What?
Kind of spurts. This spot?
Spot.
Spurts.
Apart
you're
from the
spurt Azure, aren't you?
Oh boy.
Spurt is sport. Sports.
Azure.
Spurts.
Azure.
I'm good at spurts.
Rebecca.
Oh man.
What does Azure mean?
It's a color.
Is it? Really? I thought it was a.
I thought it was an anime beast. Character.
No, it's a color.
Mythical beast.
And it's a mystical beast.
I'm tired beast of you anime fans.
Oh.
Okay.
That's me.
When I go to the convention, I'm sick of these anime fans.
Oh, I don't
Why do you go to anime conventions?
I go for the comics.
Oh. They should have them separate, like segregated.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you like
sick you anime fans?
Yeah, why don't you go terrorize
and
them
your,
and stuff?
Your what do they call that? That glomp.
What?
Glomping. You know what glomping is?
What's that?
It's like a you run at someone really hard and they just jump and hug them. Oh. And sometimes you get like, group glomps where like 50
oh,
people hug one person.
They
and
do it
like,
in real life.
Ah, yeah, it's so weird.
Wow.
It's like one day someone's gonna be paralyzed from that.
I think because it was like the sound effect when they had the. In the
yeah, place. It had to do with the sound effect.
Because you know when they make the
glomp,
thing?
Glomp.
Protruber, trooper.
Okay. I don't know. Marvel does that too.
Don't.
Smoke.
Wolverine glomps.
Glomping next Spider-Man issue coming soon.
Don't smoke.
Phil said it. Phil's next video is a glomp. He's gonna go gorilla glomp.
Gorilla glomping.
I think I'm
tackling people on the street.
Yeah, Batman. Glomp. Batman, What's Yours Mine, episode 2, glomp.
2.5.
40 minutes of Batman glomping.
1.5.
Then he glomps Robin, and then Robin's like, let's glomp together as a duo.
Let a glomp Big Boss and the series is over.
Yeah.
Apart from the crappy Angelic Lair dub, are you up to dubbing something else?
Hey, what? Why did you say
crappy?
That?
Because it is crappy. It's
why did
awesome.
You, why did you say that?
Watch Angelic Lair.
That is
that's
Eric.
Don't
that is Eric at his best.
That's pretty sad. Yeah. That's him at his best.
Oh yeah, I saw those new pictures. I like pictures. Cameron and Eric's. Where Eric's like that.
Ah,
and
yeah.
Cameron's
oh,
just
oh,
like
yeah.
Yeah.
Cameron. That's from Sunny G. I love that shot. Ah. Watch Sunny G. That's better than Angelic Lair.
And Glompy.
And Glompy. Are you up to dubbing something else like Harry Potter or even better, a Western?
King of the Hill.
I watched the King of the Hill dub like a couple days ago and I want to do it again.
Weren't you going to do that Futurama one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the arcade episode.
Yeah.
I still have that
waka,
just in case.
Waka, waka,
Bobby?
Waka, waka,
Bobby?
Waka, waka.
Phil recorded all his Bobby lines. And they're pretty funny.
I'm a Pokemon.
But yeah, and we were just gonna pass it around, and it was just not gonna make any sense because we were all gonna record lines and try to fit them in with each other.
Let's do it.
And Eric was gonna be Peggy.
Let's do it for Christmas.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Canada Nothing Christmas video coming this Christmas.
Canada Nothing
really?
Christmas time.
Yeah.
Something 7 years. Spare you the face, my friend.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Christmas video, and that's where I came up with one of my skits for this.
They say it's
nice.
Christmas.
Because it's kind of a Christmassy related thing.
They say it's your Christmas. One of you should totally buy Call of Duty 4 and add me to your friends list.
No. I have PS3.
I don't
have
it.
PS3?
I don't have anything.
I think you do.
Not really into the war games.
But I'm not really into Call of Duties.
Oh. I never played
I'm not a big Duty fan.
I played Medal of Honor.
Call of Duties?
That was it.
I always forget which one's which.
I don't know. They're all the same to me.
Or if you have Warhawk, maybe I'll add you as a friend.
Isn't Call of Duty the more modern day?
Yeah, modern warfare.
Isn't it now modern day?
Modern and
Medal of Honor is like the World War II stuff.
Call of Duty used to be World War II, didn't it?
Yeah, but then Call of Duty 4 is modern warfare.
Yeah. Oh. Now they're in the modern.
Okay.
They're not shooting Nazis. They're shooting neo-Nazis now.
Awesome. Everyone loves to shoot neo-Nazis. Anyway.
You know who loves to shoot? Shoot.
Phil loves to shoot.
As you. Lots of hot, sexy pickup lines.
As long as you're a neo-Nazi, then I'll shoot you.
With pickup lines. With pick on head.
That's one of Phil's fetishes, neo-Nazis.
Gotta shave your head just for me.
To conclude this all, I've included an MP3 that you can play on the air at the end of the podcast.
You know what? Yeah. I looked all throughout the email. I couldn't find an attached MP3.
I got the email too. I didn't see the attachment.
So I'm sorry.
Me too.
You screwed up.
Chris too. Okay. But it's the entertainer. Well, we know what that goes like.
All right. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Who cares? He has a... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Truly yours, Hugo D. Thanks, Hugo. That's very polite of you. Okay. You have Warhawk? Hook up with Chris if you have Warhawk.
Probably not going to play Warhawk ever again.
And last set of questions from...
Hey, Derek.
Shoots on. What?
Hey, Derek.
You going to get Rock Band for PS2?
I'm getting Rock Band already.
Chris is getting Rock
Band. But Derek needs it too.
Why?
No.
Just because. In case you're not around.
So then you can just go to
Derek's house.
But then you might as well just get Guitar Hero.
See how Phil functions? Why don't you get Rock Band, Phil?
I can't.
For PC.
Did you hear Guitar Hero PC is all laggy?
Yeah, that's why I didn't buy it. I was going to, and then I started reading things that, like, the notes didn't sync up well. And I was reading stuff about how people use it on the lowest settings, and they had all the recommended hardware, but it still wasn't working properly. Uh-oh. So I don't think I'm going to buy it.
Activision. See what you Tony Hawk people did? Tony Hawk. Stop mooching off of Tony Hawk.
I've been playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4. That's pretty
Proving Ground.
On the cube.
On the cube?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. I like Tony Hawk.
Grind.
I can't even open up the next level. I'm stuck in the college.
Oh, man.
Like, one of the goals, reach 40,000 points, and the most I can do is, like, 1,000.
Just grind on everything.
It doesn't work. That's what got me 1,000.
Oh.
I used to be so good at Pro Skater 2, but that was on computer.
Have any of you had your wisdom teeth pulled yet?
Who's this?
This is Shootsan.
Oh, Shootsan!
Hi. Our new voice actress.
Any voice actors. Hopefully, S. Phil won't put the moves on you, too. That would be kind of inappropriate.
Derek!
That's not nice.
This is Derek.
Anyway.
This is Chris.
I've had my teeth out. My wisdom teeth.
All of mine, too. Last December.
Good times.
It's awesome.
Tylenol.
Like, cat. Cat's listening to this. She's having hers out. Like,
how you doing, cat?
This is Phil.
Your cat.
Wanna fill you.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I think she has one more to go. So good luck with that.
What?
Good luck with that. She has one.
Yeah, apparently more. Like the way that she's not having all four out at one time.
Oh, you're talking about wisdom teeth. I thought you were talking about Philly.
Oh boy.
One more to go.
Oh boy.
What?
Oh my.
First me, then Chris, your turn, Derek.
I'm sorry. I have no part in this.
I actually know you, so I'm sorry about that. Not like Rebaka, whatever.
Rebaka? That's not even a name. Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
I'm sorry to you too, Rebaka.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this is a bad podcast, number 60.
Sweet 60. What is the best chewing gum?
I don't like gum. I hate gum.
Really?
Yeah, it's
I
gross.
I thought you used to chew gum with all those cool people in high school.
Yeah, Phil.
What?
When you used to hang out in the corner smoking with all your buddies.
Did you smoke
gum?
You're like, hey guys, hey buddies.
Got any gum?
Because it got to cover their breath. So you're like, don't worry.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't chewed gum for years since like elementary school. And then I had one from Derek maybe over the summer, I think. And that was it.
That's cool.
And
cool.
I don't chew gum anymore.
I don't chew it very often.
All gum is the same to me.
Yeah. All the mint ones taste the same at least.
Oh yeah, wisdom teeth, whatever.
What? And
I forgot what the first question was.
Wisdom teeth. Phil has no short-term memory. Why do you pull music from Animal Crossing so much?
Because it's cool music.
I like the music.
I never used Animal Crossing music.
It's in Cowboy.
Well, only when Derek gave it to me when I That's asked true. For music, but I never consciously choose it.
I have the whole soundtrack. And I don't know, I just use a lot because it's really quirky and a lot of background music. Lots of music in it.
I've never even played Animal Crossing.
It's pretty open-ended.
Yeah, it's interesting for a while.
And that's it.
Like Harvest Moon?
Like every game.
No, Harvest Moon, you have an objective.
I get bored with Harvest Moon.
Animal Crossing, you have to find your objective.
Well, what's the objective in Harvest Moon?
Make plants.
After like 2 years ago or so, your dad comes back and he evaluates you. And
he says you can stay on the farm.
Yep. So thanks for the canned emails.
That was it?
That's it. That's all the emails.
But
guys, please send more emails.
More emails?
What about Justin?
Justin.
He's getting married.
Justin.
Congratulations, Justin.
Happy for you. Is he married now?
I don't know if he got married yet.
Last time he said it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so maybe you are married. Congratulations, Justin.
Why don't you come to forum and tell us?
He's busy.
With what?
I don't know. Being married.
Filling his wife's PM bus. What?
Bill, what are you talking about?
It's okay, they're married.
What were you going to say?
P what?
No, PM box, private message box.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Inbox, same thing. Yeah. Hey, Justin, forget your wife and come back to the can. Come back to Bush. Is she the one holding you back?
Get her to join fun, too.
Did she make fun of Krunkbot? If she made fun of Krunkbot, don't feel bad.
Krunkbot's awesome.
Krunkbot's cool. And Indiana, whatever, Idaho Jones.
Indiana Justin.
Yeah, Indiana Justin.
And Caution Man.
Caution Man. Don't let her get in the way.
Just lie to by their man.
Lie to by their man.
Just do what you think is right. And if it leads to divorce, that's okay.
You'll still have us. Because
it's very common. It's very Hollywood.
50% of marriages end in divorce.
That's right.
But congratulations. Best wishes.
The cat of nothing.
From the cat of nothing. Sorry.
Sorry to everybody in this podcast.
Especially Rebecca.
No disrespect.
Not Lobby. Not Dr.
We're just having fun. You're one of us now.
Exactly. See, just, if you weren't
so
one of us...
come to the forum already.
Except that, you're only one of us because you do a voice. But... But, like, you should come to the site, check out the rest of the garbage we make.
Wait, why didn't she agree to keep doing, like, does she like your work or something? Or she's like, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. I said, would you like to be in more stuff? And she said, sure.
Derek's just one of a million.
I'm just another amateur guy
just
doing
the number.
Stupid stuff on
it's
the web.
It's just to up her resume. I'm sorry.
Being used.
This is a short podcast, man.
This is a long podcast.
What are you talking about?
132.
That's not.
This is getting close
just
to
like
the long.
90 minutes.
The longest one is like 92, so I think we've about hit the record.
200 minutes.
Hey,
keep going.
Hey,
remember that one where we did actually go for a long time? And you guys just played like Terra back or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But then something happened and couldn't use that
part. Yeah.
Is that number 10?
I remember
number 10 we had all the deep problems.
I thought that was a lesson.
Let's keep going because I don't want to know how to do it.
Extra long podcast, everybody. What else do you have to talk about? There's nothing in the topic list is dry. Let's see what me and Phil talk about.
Phil if says, you guys send in more emails, let's answer them again.
In HD.
Rock this time playing. Funny. What's your favorite Star Wars?
Well, look, someone posted on the forum.
Yeah!
Let's read it live.
Who is it?
Wily Tank says...
Oh.
Chris is dissing. I'm moving the mouse off the screen by accident. Wily Tank says, dude, screw World of Warcraft. What about the Guitar Hero episode? He's talking to you, Phil.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How come she hasn't posted her shirt yet? She hasn't even replied to me.
Oh yeah, welcome back, Lord of the Rings lady.
Let's talk about the shirts. What's going on with those?
Oh yeah, chocolate
what
shirts.
What shirts? Oh, those shirts.
Shirts are still coming soon.
Sure they are.
Don't worry, I had an idea.
Listen to this. Wily Tank says, I really wish that there was a separate recording with the emails, because that's basically all I care about in the podcast.
Ouch!
Everything else bores me. Aww. That hurts.
Change his name to Fallmonger. That's punishment.
Punishment. We're not going to answer your emails anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
Just kidding.
We're going to bow bow your
email. We're going to bow bow your email. I like that. That should be a verb. Bow, bow.
Bow, wow, wow.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay.
Where my dog's at?
Bark with, yeah, wait.
Bark with the gun, where my hand be at? Wild, wild west.
Wild, wild west.
Chris, remember when you knew all the lyrics?
Yeah.
Do you still?
Maybe.
Go.
You should listen to it so I can.
I don't have it. Let's go on YouTube. Wild, wild west.
Wiki,
wiki, wiki,
wild,
wiki,
wild,
wiki,
west.
Cisco. Wild, wild west. Hey, look, we have more emails from more the message.
Yeah.
All right, let's read those.
There are no messages in this book.
What?
Where did they go, Phil?
I don't know.
Oh, look, here, we can read one of their quotes.
What quotes?
Is there going to be more subcultured? If there are, tell me, and please tell me around when. From A.
Hello, A.
Yeah, I replied to that one. I said, yeah, we're subculture is still going on. We don't know when episodes come out, just whenever they're done.
December.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Phil said it.
Phil said it,
so it's true. Oh, this is the poop one.
Oh, here we go.
That's not that one, this one. No, how come I keep getting the same message when I click?
I don't know, yeah, YouTube is so messed up with the messages. Before I could read, I read the... You know what happened? I read the poop one first, right? Then I went to click on this one, and it kept showing the poop one. So I had to delete the poop one in order to read this one.
Wow. That's messed up.
So YouTube, I like you even less now.
Sweet.
Well, MySpace.
MySpace, I never liked you.
But Azure.
Azure, I only liked you starting today. A lot.
How come I'm not getting any sound?
Are your speakers on?
Yeah.
Did you say, remember, you couldn't play back something?
But the Jackson 5 played.
Oh.
And SpongeBob played. Yeah.
It's quiet.
Oh, well, whatever. No Wild Wild West for Chris.
Wiki Wiki Wild Wild
West!
Just do it
freestyle without the beats.
What?
Boom, cha-cha-boom, 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 cha-cha-boom.
Wiki Wiki Wiki!
Boom, cha-cha-boom, 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 cha-cha-boom. Come on, Chris. Wild Wild West.
Under pressure.
Wild Wild West!
Wiki!
I don't even think I'm gonna listen to this. It's bad when we're supposed to
stop, but we keep going.
This podcast was gonna be so much better because if it wasn't for a good time.
What?
What?
If it wasn't for Rock Band being delayed, this would have been a better podcast.
Don't worry, next month will be the Rock Band podcast.
You could have drove me to Buffalo.
No.
Dude could have picked up an iPhone. See? There's two people benefiting from your drive to Buffalo.
Right. Well, I don't benefit.
But there's two people.
You get road experience.
Okay. You've convinced me.
Road trip.
No, I already reserved it. So
road trip.
Yeah. From where?
Microplay.
Sweet.
Because no one buys there.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Microplay.
How much is it?
No one buys there. I don't know.
$169.99. Post on the forum.
Hey, how come PC Guitar Hero 3 is like $89.99, and then the PS2 and Xbox One is like $100?
Higher demand.
I guess so.
But does PC have Blu-ray?
Nope.
And Dolby Digital 5.1 soundtrack abstractor? I don't think so.
I know nothing about sound.
Sweet.
And can the PC install Linux? I don't think so.
Chris, do you have Linux on your PS3?
No, I want to know how to do that.
I heard it was complicated.
Because there is an option on it that says install other OS.
But
I don't know if it's that easy.
That's cool.
See the way you act like somebody else makes me frustrated.
Nice.
And you fall and you
call and you break and you take and you get turn it. Someone's turning into someone. Is he gonna start impersonating you?
Complicated. No.
Derek's gonna end this at the end of the podcast.
I think we should stop now.
We're just gonna leave it and whatever.
Turn on Yahoo News.
Turn on Yahoo News. Turn on Yahoo. Ooh, stop.
We have to put an ending song.
Yeah, oh. Any song.
Bow, bow.
I think I do have a Will Smith song.
Bow, bow.
Which one?
Miami?
Man in Black.
Oh, no, Miami.
Oh, okay, play Man in Black. Oh, I love this song.
Volume up, Man in Black. This is for you, Wiley Tank.
Our favorite Guitar Hero 3 song.
This is our favorite guitar.
Did you hear that? Remember when this was like the greatest song in the world?
Yeah. It's the Will Smith talking first.
Black suits and a black red hat on.